Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Jake Vetter is with us. He's a member of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department, and it's fire prevention time, and we're going to talk about breakfast, we're going to talk about a parade, and we're just going to talk about fun stuff. Jake, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. How long has the preparation and planning been going on for the Fire Prevention Week activities?
It started several months ago. just trying to line up, the fun things that people like to see in the parade, get on their schedule, and hopefully get them to come in. So,
yeah, you like to get the things people enjoy. You don't want it to be the same every year necessarily, but
right. They definitely like the drill teams, the drum corps teams that come through. Mm-hmm. So we definitely make sure we talk to them early and try to get them in.
Yeah, I know scheduling and all, and sometimes it can be tough to get all these different acts in. They're popular too.
Yeah, they're very busy. They're doing them all the time.
Yeah.
Different town events and
sure.
Such.
Sure, you bet. Well, let's talk about breakfast first, because that's the first thing coming up here this next weekend. We've got the Fire Prevention Week breakfast. It's the donation breakfast. It's on Sunday, October 8th, this Sunday, 7 a.m. until noon at the fire station. How's that going to set up?
We'll be set up upstairs, and we'll be cooking right in front of you guys. So we'll have pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, and just a free will donation kind of helps us get through Fire Prevention Week and pay for some of the things for the parade. And then some of the little trinkets and stuff we like to give the kids during Fire Prevention Week when we go talk to them. So
you bet. Folks that come out are going to get a home-cooked meal because you guys are doing the cooking.
Yep, you bet. We'll be there cooking right in front of you. So
awesome. All right, very good. Do you usually get a pretty good turnout for that?
Yeah, normally we're pretty fortunate. The community treats us pretty well on our annual donation breakfast. So,
and we call it a donation breakfast, so there's no fee necessarily.
Right.
There's no set price there. It's whatever you determine.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Very good. Generating money, as you said, for the Fire Prevention Week activities, some of the things that you do. What type of things do you do?
We'll go to, I think we're up at Washington one day. We'll talk to the kindergarten class. Just get them familiar with smoke detectors and what to do if there is a fire. And of course, we go to the preschools too, and we're teaching them stop, drop, and roll and some of that stuff. And there's some fire safety videos we like to show them too.
Is it pretty easy to get the kids' attention?
For the most part, yeah. Yep, they enjoy it. Sparky normally goes, and Freddie the fire truck normally goes, so they enjoy those things too.
Yeah, these are important outreach activities to be able to do, and I suppose it's not just reaching the kids. It's hopefully the kids get excited about it, they go home and tell mom and dad what they learned.
Correct. Yeah, the biggest thing is smoke detectors for sure. Just getting in the habit of checking the battery every now and again and make sure it works. And actually, this year's theme is the cooking safety starts with you. So simple things, fire extinguisher in the kitchen, a smoke detector in the kitchen, a clean oven, oil and water don't mix. So if you have a grease fire, that's where the fire extinguisher comes in handy. So
yeah, all things that we need to remember because you don't have time to think about it at that
Correct.
Point. It's really a lot of reaction stuff. Is that where a lot of the fires that you end up seeing, is that in homes and things, is that where they tend to start, is in the kitchen?
There's a few. Actually, there was one not too long ago that was saved by a fire extinguisher right in the kitchen there. So, but yeah, there's definitely grills, outside grills. We've been to a few of those fires on the deck and such like that. But
I think people are getting better about smoke detectors, don't
yes.
you?
Yep. There's still a few fires that we have had that you don't hear that smoke detector going off. And that's one big thing we want to push is that's the first line of defense.
Yeah, I think new home construction, remodels, things like that, it's kind of required, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yep, I think so.
But, it's the retrofits and things like that and
yep.
some of the older locations. And just having those doesn't make them work. Again, it's the batteries and stuff, right, too, is you got to keep up with those things. I know they chirp at you now and again. It's annoying, but that's what that's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a reminder.
Right.
But when they stop chirping and you just ignore them, then you've got problems.
Yep, yeah. You sure do.
Are there certain types that fire detectors, smoke detectors that you guys prefer, or is it just have one?
Just have one. Yep, they're all pretty much generic anymore. You know, they're all the same. So,
pretty reasonably priced.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not really out of anyone's reach.
No, nope.
Considering what you might pay otherwise.
Correct. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the. Also, the opportunity the folks have now to be able to kind of keep up with that kind of stuff, because now it's the time of the year where we start to think about changing out those batteries and things. I mean, it's isn't that kind of some of the focus of Fire Prevention Week, is to remind you of the little things that you might forget?
Yep. Yeah, like I said, the little things of changing the battery during Fire Prevention Week, or, you know, actually I think they say daylight savings time is a good time. Every time that comes around, that's a good reminder. Fire prevention, obviously, is a good reminder. And then the fire extinguisher, talk with the kids how you're going to, where you're going to meet in the case of a fire. You know, obviously get outside and then the meeting place.
Well, often we've heard that there are certain locations in a home where you really want fire, the smoke detectors, like outside of bedrooms and those types of things where
you're going to hear it at night.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. Especially those kind of places. And is it wise if you do have one chirping at you because the battery's getting low, just change them all?
Oh yeah. Yeah. If you're going to change one, chances are then another one's going to chirp in a week or two. So you might as well just change them all. And then you got a fresh start and
you bet.
Start over
later. Very good. Fire department. Are you pretty much full strength? Are you pretty close?
We are not. You know, just like everyone else, I think, we're having troubles keeping the department full. We do have some open spots. We're not hurting by no means, but we do have open spots.
So if someone might have any interest in that, what would that process be like?
I'd start with an application from the fire department. You can fill that out. They have them out there. The on-call guy will be out there all the time, and he'll have them. And then, you know, we'll go through the application. You'll have a meeting with the chief and the two assistant chiefs, and we'll go from there.
Interview process, just like any other job.
Yep, that's right.
It's not a job, but it kind of acts like one sometimes.
It does. It takes time, you know, just like anything else.
But a lot of training.
Training, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of time spent, but hopefully it's a good experience, and you know you're doing something positive for the community.
Correct. It's
too.
A good way to give back to the community.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the parade that's coming up on October 14th. You mentioned you've got some good stuff coming. What are the details? Anybody can participate, right?
Yep. And there's no, you don't have to call. We just line up at 4 at 3rd and Olive. Come down there. The guys will let you in to the parade route. And then... the parade will start at 6, and then we'll have the destruction drill team. They'll come through a couple times, and of course, we brought the clowns back. Everyone seems to like the clowns. They'll be up and down the parade route as well.
Okay, so marching bands at all?
Yep, the high school marching band, the middle school marching band, they will also be there.
Good. I know sometimes there's conflict with other events that they're participating
in.
So.
Yep, and it's nice, you know, this year we... it worked out that they both could be there. So.
Great. Awesome. Well, folks really enjoy that, too. And candy, is that all right to throw candy and stuff?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, so bring the kids out.
Bring the kids. We'll have plenty of candy.
Yep, bring a bag or a big hat, one or the other. Yeah, very good. And lineup again starts around 4 o'clock at 3rd and Olive Streets, and you'll use the same route you have before?
Yep, same route as last year.
Okay, so folks can pick out their favorite spots.
You bet.
And make sure they get there in time. 6 o'clock will be the start time then for that, and you'll have an opportunity to enjoy that. But prior to that, again, this weekend is the donation breakfast, and we do hope you take advantage of that opportunity as well. Good home-cooked stuff, 7 a.m. to noon at the Atlantic Fire Station. Chance to come out and meet some of the folks in the fire department as well and thank them for their service and what they do for the community. And, again, maybe if you're interested, and you're able to do that type of thing, maybe you want to ask a few questions at that point,
yep,
too.
Yep, you sure could. Of course, depending on how busy we are, you know, maybe we'll have to reschedule and meet up another time. But if we're free, we'll be certainly willing to answer any of the questions you have.
I don't suppose the kids like looking at the bright red trucks during
that breakfast. Oh, they love it. Yeah, they love it.
Sure they do. All right, very good. Well, anything else we need to know about those events? Just get ready and be there.
Yep, I think so. I think that should do it.
Excellent. Jake, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Yep, and thanks for all you guys do to help keep everyone safe here in the community. Appreciate it.